If you're not trained and disciplined in the Word of God, the flesh will take you down the wrong path every time. You'll get all upset with your spouse and you read him or her the riot act and you'll do something that you shouldn't do. You'll say something you shouldn't say. First thing you know, you've got a real problem here, and the next thing you know, you got a divorce. Well, let me tell you what, if you can't live with one, you can't live with another one. That's why when people get married 2, 3, 4 times, 5 times, 8 times, I've seen people married 8 times. You had never learned who you are in Christ. If you are, you can live with the first one. You'll never have a divorce with a couple that knows who they are in Christ. They will learn how to pray for each other. I mean, just like with me, Cheryl's told this many times. Anytime I come in, I've had a bad day, and I say something sharp or whatever, she just goes off in another room and says, Lord, soften his heart, make him more like Jesus. You know what happens whenever the wife prays a prayer like that? Lord, soften his heart, make him more like Jesus. You know what God can do to an old hard-hearted boy like you and me, Paul? He can do awesome things, can't he? Yes, he can. You know, but if you get into a knockdown drag out in the flesh, God ain't in it. Not in it at all. So that's why you need these basic instructions from the Proverbs. Now he says, these are instructions in discipline, good conduct, and doing what is right, just, and fair. These Proverbs will make the simple-minded clever. I read an article one time that a man that was president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, he said, you know, God must have liked the simple man because he sure did make a lot of us. How many of us in this room are really simple? Every one of us. The only one that's complex, really complex, is God. He's unknowable. You can't ever fathom who he really is in his fullness. There's just no way, because he's God and we're human beings. You and me, compared to him, we are simple. They make the simple-minded clever. They will give knowledge and purpose to young people. The thing that the young people need to realize, all of us older people have been young. And we learned when we were young that we knew when we got to be 18 years old, we knew our folks were ancient and didn't know a thing. Is that right? Oh my God, how can mom and dad be so dumb? You know, how could they not know these things, you know? But yet when you get to be 25 or 30, you think, my gosh, they sure have got smart. What's so unfortunate for so many young people today, they don't have a good example at home to teach them. Either daddy's gone or mother's gone or both of them's gone. In fact, somebody gave me a newspaper yesterday, and I think it said there that there was 2.6 million grandchildren being raised by their grandparents. That means that not only mama, but daddy all have left the family. If you don't have a mama or a daddy, at least thank God you got a grandparent, but hopefully you got a decent grandparent. But let me put it this way, and I don't want to sound too derogatory here, that if the grandparents that raised the children didn't do a good enough job, they may not raise good kids this time either. If a man and a woman walked together, loved together, played together, read the Word of God together, and they raised up children, you would expect those children to be good children that walked with God and met a woman or a man and got a mate and was able to live with them forever. And I raised my children, Amanda was a little bit more difficult than Tim. Probably 3, maybe 4 spankings was all I had to give Tim, probably 5 or 6 for Amanda. She was a little, you know, harder, you know, she just didn't want to obey. And so it had to give her a few more spankings. But Tim, he was pretty good. In fact, when he got to be about 10, one day we were out there playing or something, and he said, Dad, I ain't had a spanking in a long time. I said, do you want one? He said, well, of course not. I said, well, you know why you don't get one? He said, why? I said, because when I tell you to do something, you obey. See, he had learned the principle young. And now then when I tell him to do something, yes, Dad, I'll go do it. So when you have a child that obeys you, you tell him to do something, just like I've told y'all before over there at Lakeland, when I was a deacon and an usher and everything and served at Lakeland Baptist Church all those years, every Sunday, I'd take my children down to the front row and I'd set them down on the very front row. And of course, Amanda liked to color, so I'd give her some little colors and stuff. And Tim liked to read and everything. So I'd say, okay, you kids sit here. Do not talk and do not get up and run around. You sit right there until I get through ushering. Then I'll come down and I'll sit right there with you for the church service. And so one day I was ushering people in and This one lady sitting way back there in the back, Lakeland was a pretty good sized church. She said, "Mr. Scribner, I observe your children every Sunday sitting on the front row. They don't talk. They don't get up and walk around. They stay right where you put them every Sunday. How do you do that?" I said, "Well, ma'am, it's real simple. I just tell them to sit down there and be quiet." Well, she said, "Here's mine right here." And I've told mine a half a dozen times a day. They're all over the place. They're all up and down the aisle and everything else. I said, "Ma'am, there's one difference between you and me." I said, "When I talk, I mean business."
All right.
I said, "You don't. Your kids know you're a liar." I said, "See, when you tell them to sit down, then they watch you for a second, then they get up and move over here, and you don't do a thing." I said, "Now, if that had been me, I'd have been over and I'd have had him right by the collar. I said, whap, did you hear what I said? Now get your tail down there and sit down there and be quiet." And she said, "Wow." She said, "Where do you get that information?" I said, "From the book of Proverbs." I said, "The book of Proverbs gives us all these instructions. It says, take the rod and beat the evil or the hell out of your children." See, that hell, that evil, that's coming from the devil. So he said, a man that loves his child will beat his child with the rod of correction and drive the evil far from them so he will save their souls.
Yes.
You want to lose your child's soul? You want that child to go to hell? She said, "No." I said, "Then you better start disciplining them and meaning what you say, woman." You know? Like Dave says lots of times, "Thurman, you could never be a pastor. You would never pass your pastoral care class." But Jesus, where did I get these instructions from? From the book. You know, I don't care what man thinks about me. I only read what God says. And do you know, me and Jesus raised two good kids. You know that? I mean, just like my own grandbabies. You know, they come over here. Here a while back, they was going to do something over here. And I told one of my granddaughters, I said, "No, honey, you can't do that here." He said, "Well, I do it at home." I said, "But you ain't going to do it here." I said, "When you're over there in your daddy's house," I said, "that's one thing. But when you're in my house, you're going to go by my rules." And she said, "Okay, granddaddy." See, she knew the voice of authority. She knew she ain't going to get by with daddy, granddaddy, what she can get by with daddy. Now, Tim told me, he said, "Dad, you were too soft on us as you were raising us." He said, "When I have children, I'm not going to be that soft on my children." I told him here a while back, I said, "Son, you lied."
Yeah.
I said, "When that little girl comes to you and she done something really rotten one day and she come in and he said, I'll give you a spanking." And she said, "Daddy, I'm so sorry. Will you please forgive me?" And he said, okay, honey, go." I thought, what do you want walk to? I said, "Oh, you whip, you." But you know, what do you want to do? You want to raise up a good kid? You want to raise up a kid that when they ride down the road and the speed limit says 65, they want to obey that or think, "No, I didn't have to obey at home, so I can drive 80. Police officer stops them and they say, "Oh, I don't have to obey you." And the police officer knocks you out and puts you in jail. You know, you're going to learn discipline somewhere. And the best place I know to learn it is at home. And if you learn it at home from mom and dad, then you'll have a good life. Now, these proverbs will make the simple-minded clever. They will give knowledge and purpose to young people. Young people have to have knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and they're going to get it if they believe God and will study His Word. Most young people today in church have never even read these simple little few chapters of Proverbs. I mean, they don't even know it. They're not even familiar with them. Let's go to verse 5 and 6. "Let those who are wise listen to these Proverbs and become even wiser." How many of you would like to be wiser? Okay, that's all of us. Well, we're going to get it right here from this book. This is where you're going to learn it. "So let those who are wise listen to these Proverbs and become even wiser, and let those who understand receive guidance. By exploring the depth of meaning in these Proverbs, these parables, these wise sayings, and these riddles." You know, sometimes God says things in His Word that you just don't get that the first time you read through it. You know, you have to read it. You have to pray over it. I mean, I have read a book in the Bible 10 times. Underlined and highlighted things. And then one day I come back and read that again. I thought, where did that come from? I've got it highlighted, underlined, and starred all to the side. But I don't remember it at all. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Can we just read this book one time and forget it?
No.
Oh, no. No, you got to read this book over and over and over and over. In fact, I know a woman that when her children were little, she told her children, she said, "I'm going to require y'all to memorize the entire book of Proverbs." Mama, my goodness, how mean can you be? Well, those kids finally convinced her mama, "Okay, I won't make you memorize all 31 chapters, but I'll just cut it down to 7. the first seven. You have to memorize the first seven. So this girl said, my brother and I memorized, with a lot of resistance, we finally memorized the first seven chapters of the book of Proverbs. She said, I'm now 40 years old. And she said, all I got to say to you, Mama, you should have not been so lenient on us, because those first seven chapters that I memorized have so impacted my whole life. I can only imagine what I could have done if I'd had all 31 of them memorized. Isn't that amazing? But see, it was going to require a little work. And as children, we don't want to work. You know that? As adults, we don't want to work. People come to me all the time, Pastor, where do you find this in the Bible? I said, well, it's in Ephesians. Well, where in Ephesians? I said, well, no, read the book. Well, but it's good grief. I ain't got time to read the whole book of Ephesians. I said, good grief, it's only five or six little chapters. It won't take you but a few minutes. Well, I'd rather you tell me where it's at. You lazy wimps, you. That's all I got to say. You know, I mean, we don't want to diligently dig out these things, but they want me to dig it out for them. You need to get in it yourself. Verse 7 and 8. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Do you know that when I learned who God really was, and when I learned these principles about this book, and that I learned that He not only can make you sick, He can kill you. He can make your life miserable. Now, that's not the God that I was taught about in the Baptist church. The God I was taught about, that He's loving and kind and merciful, and He would never, ever, ever hurt me, much less kill me because of sin. But when I began to read the book in its entirety, I learned that He will. That's just like I've told you all this story many times, but I think about that little girl, 15 years old, moved in with a 19 or 20-year-old boy. Her daddy wanted me to go, and I went and ministered to her. I asked her if she's a Christian. Oh, yes, I'm a Christian. Because she's been in the Baptist church with us all these years, and he didn't want nothing to do with Jesus. No, I ain't a Christian. Nope. Don't want nothing to do with it. I said, well, first of all, honey, he don't believe in Jesus. You do. So I said, first of all, God says not to be yoked together with Him. How many of y'all know that's in the Scripture? You've read that somewhere? Okay, so I'm not telling you something. It's in the Word of God. Not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Because He said, what can you do if you put a Christian in the house and a devil in the house? And that's what you got. Oh, but I'll change him when I marry him. Yeah, I got news for you, girl. It ain't going to work.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Health, Longevity, and Prosperity, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.